According to our report, the world economy will continue to improve in 2015 based on certain development in the past 2 years. We know that the global growth in 2014 is estimated to be something like 2.6%, which is just marginally better than 2013. But for 2015, we expect a further improvement with a projected growth of 3.1%. Among the major developed countries, the U.S. continues to lead the recovery, to lead the economic recovery, but fragility persists in the euro area as well as in Japan. Among developing countries and the economies in transition, we expect a relatively robust growth for Asia economies. We also believe Africa can sustain its current growth momentum. However, a number of economies in Latin America and in the Commonwealth of Independent States are facing tremendous downward pressures.
What is the impact of oil price drop to the world economy?
The most recent plunge in oil prices, which plunged by about 50%, it's a mixed blessing for the world economy. For sure, it's beneficial for a large number of oil importing countries, but some oil exporting countries currently are falling into recession. If oil prices drop to two levels, such as currently below $50 per barrel, that is, we believe, is overshooting on the downside. It does not support or was not supported by the balance between the global oil demand and oil supply. So in the longer run, I think the oil price cannot sustain at the current level because the current level below $50 per barrel is lower than the production cost of many oil exporting countries or the oil producing countries. So they have to adjust their production. They have to cut their production. So after they started to cut the investment in the oil field, oil rigs, or close the oil rigs, I think sooner or later, oil price will start to rebound. The problem is, just like oil price plunge on the downside, the surge on the upper side will become also volatile. So volatility per se, that's not a good factor for the stability of the world economy.
According to the report, what are the downside risks of the global economy in 2015?
The U.S. Federal Reserve will certainly raise interest rate in 2015, but uncertainties remain regarding how global financial markets, particularly financial markets in emerging economies, will respond to this policy change. There could be some shocks, actually, to a number of emerging economies, particularly those which are facing pretty large external imbalances. At the same time, we see a precarious economic situation in the euro area, which poses risks not only for the region, but also for the rest of the world. At the same time, a large number of emerging economies are also vulnerable not only to the external shocks, but also to domestic challenges, including structural imbalances, infrastructure bottlenecks, as well as heightening financial risks. And last but not least, geopolitical factors, geopolitical tensions, and other types of risks, if not contained, can also derail the global economy.